Unit 2. Travel. 2A. Exercise 2, page 28.
Travel experiences. Last year, my friend Tim and I visited Thailand. Our first stop was the capital, Bangkok. The City of Angels was very busy, and after a week we felt we needed a change. So we booked tickets to go on a guided tour to a Karen village in the northwest of the country. The next morning, an old van parked outside our hostel. A man jumped out and shouted our names at us. After around 4 hours, we arrived at the village. As soon as we got off the bus, it felt like we stepped back in time. Everywhere we looked, there were small bamboo huts and open fires with locals making their daily meal. Our tour guide told us that the Karen tribe lived the same way today as they did for generations. They grow their own food, weave their own cloth to make clothes, and build their own huts. They are very friendly people. What surprised me the most, though, were the huge bronze rings the Karen women wore around their necks. Karen girls first start to wear the rings when they are 5 years old. They begin with one ring, and over the years, they add more and more. By the time they become adults, some Karen women wear up to 15 rings, so their necks look extremely long. Most people say that Karen women do this so that they look like dragons, an important animal in Kayan religion. On the journey back to Bangkok, I couldn't stop thinking about the lives of the Karen people. The whole day was a great experience.